Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone out there in Radio Land. Oh my goodness. You know, Murphy's Law. When you try to get everything organized, what happens? Okay. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Kai. That rhymes with sky, pie, and try. And for those of you who do know me, I'm glad to know you. I'm really looking to fix my issues with this radio show tonight. I'm having some really silly, crazy, like I've been planning all day kind of issues. But you know what? That is not going to stop me. That is not going to stop me. We're going to get through this. So, welcome to my show, everyone. My show, I've had it for a long time. I just haven't been on. Why? Because I've been busy thrifting and reselling on the Poshmark platform, as well as recently the Mercari platform. But we'll talk about Mercari later, because tonight, you are here for one reason. And I know what that reason is. So actually, there's three reasons. You want to know, where can you shop? Where can you thrift in the middle of the night? Now, we all know, and you know, as resellers, as parents and busy people, we may not get the normal sleep. We may work odd hours, and then Poshmark at odd hours, and then parent at odd hours, and you may find yourself up at 3 or 4 in the morning. And what are you doing? Wondering, what can I do to increase my inventory when I can't get to the thrift store tomorrow or the next day or the next week? Well, I have 3 places that I want to share with you, and I'm really excited about that because I have been researching, because what I just described to you as being a busy parent, busy working, busy poshing, and Mercarying, that's a new word, like Googling. since I am busy doing all of that stuff, it's very difficult for me to get out on a regular basis to thrift, as much as I love doing it. And I actually live in a thrift store heaven. There are 2 thrift stores within walking distance of my house. There are 4. There are 4 thrift stores within walking distance of my house. There are approximately 6 of them that would take 5 minutes or less to drive to get to. So even with them being so close, the time just isn't there. So what I'm going to do is share with you that I'm going to share with you those 3 places, and I'm also going to share with you a really important tip at the very end that I wanted to kind of add to this podcast, because I think it's important to always give a little bit extra, and that's what I'm looking to do. So thank you for joining me, and I'm actually going to play my introduction music now. Here we go. All right, guys. Thanks again for joining me. My name is Kai. My name on the Poshmark platform is Showstoppa. I will. I have that on my Instagram page, and it's probably just easier because I did not plan to integrate all of this together. There's some poshers that have all of the platforms, and they have one username, and you can find them anytime you want. Well, I. I wasn't really thinking ahead. I thought Poshmark would just be a little bit of fun, and then I became very serious about it, like all of you. So on Instagram, please visit me on Instagram. On Instagram, my name is Side Thrifting. I also have a website called sidethrifting.com where I have reseller boxes, and I am on that will have all the information to get you to the correct place on Poshmark to find me on Facebook. And all the other things that I do. So without further ado, let's get to that first website. Now, I said that I was going to give you three places to source when you are, it could be in the middle of the night, and that was just kind of like my own personal experience where I'm sitting around thinking, what could I be doing? I want to, you know, get online and do some shopping. But it could be done, of course, any time of the day, no matter what. If you have 15 minutes or so, 20 minutes or so, and you want to, you know, kill some time, check out one of these websites, or all of them even. Now, the first one is called ReStitch. Now, I'm going to put that in my link tree, which is on my Instagram. Blah, 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 blah. I know you all know. It's like, okay, wait, wait. Anyhow, restitch.com, R-E-S-T-I-T-C-H.com. Now, this is affiliated with good old Goodwill, and I'm really not sure which Goodwill, because there seems to be a thing now for Goodwills to have their own kind of separate little boutiques and things of that nature, and they're now... One, there's a Goodwill in Florida doing the Goodwill blue boxes. That's not affiliated with any of the, you know, other Goodwills across the country. They have their own little thing going. Same for ReStitch. ReStitch is, I think there may be a couple of Goodwills affiliated with ReStitch. But that's where I go and I check out what they have. They have women's, maternity, plus, intimate. You can shop by brand, or what I like to do is even basically just shop their clearance to see what they're getting, what they need to turn over. I can help them out. Just ship it to my house. So I'm at the site right now, and I'm looking, and there seems to be some really cute stuff on the clearance rack for you guys. I am not shopping by any means at any time soon because I have too much stuff. But you know, there's some things in there. Oh, I'm not in the clearance. Let me get in the clearance right now and let's see what they have. Just on the very first page of the ReStitch website clearance, I am seeing Dress Barn. I am seeing American Eagle Outfitters. I am seeing some Old Navy, Maurice, DKNY, Coldwater Creek, J. Jill, some Calvin Klein, and these pieces that these brands that I'm mentioning, except for the Dress Barn, are all under $10. Many of them are under $7, and the Old Navy one is actually $3.74. So if you are looking to kind of put together your own lot, I'm sure a lot of their clearance, you can grab it all. And it looks like they do give free shipping with orders of $39 and up. And they do carry plus sizes up to size 34 women. That is amazing and extremely hard to find. So that's ReStitch. That's one place you can go to visit and get your shopping on 24 hours a day. The second place that I like, and I heard this a long time ago from a posher. You probably know her. Her name is Becca Boss Lady. Okay. So she's been online for a while, and she introduced me to a place called Skoola. Again, I will make sure I put that in my links on Instagram. And, but anyway, I'm going to spell it for you. It's Schoola.com, Skoola. And even as soon as you go to the page, there's this cute little scroll they have, and the scroll literally says closet clear out starting at $3. So you can put together your own 24 hours a day. That's the best part. You can go anytime. Go shopping. Go to Skoola, and proceeds of their store go to helping educational needs and benefits of school, if I'm saying that correctly. Okay. And last but not least, this is a recent one that I've come upon, and I actually have some things that are in my cart right now. I'm not sure if I'm going to, you know, have that cleaned out for you. I found Brooks brother and a couple of Calvin Klein ties, really handsome ties, and a Balenciaga tie. We all know that's an upscale brand. And I found them for 49 cents. And this website is called thriftstoredetour.com. Thriftstoredetour.com. That is the third and final place for you to go and shop online. Now, they have lots of stuff. I usually go straight to the clearance. You can shop the entire store. Like Skoola.com, thriftstoredetour.com carries men's, women's, kids, babies, designer, and of course, clearance, which is my favorite. So feel free to visit all of them. Again, 24 hours a day, you can go shopping. I mean, who'd have thought, you know? I didn't know. That's why I found these places. I got a little desperate sometimes. I'm thinking, I've got to find out some where I can go shopping, get some things done. So we are down to 90 seconds, guys. My show is short. I have done this. I'm so sorry. I have done podcasts for years, and I usually get on and off. Some life event happens, and I have to stop. But I really, every time I start again, which I'm doing tonight, I do plan on continuing with this. I love to do it. I love doing podcasts because you don't have to worry about my makeup. But, you know, eventually I would like to segue into you know, YouTube and Instagram lives and all of that. So on that note, let me give you my tip as we enter our last 45 seconds of the show. And my tip is, if you get a chance to go to any thrift store, okay? Now, I know I gave you ways to shop without going to the thrift. But if you get a chance to go and you're in there and maybe you're not finding clothes, always go and look in the stationery sections, in the other sections of the store. Because in the stationery sections, you would be surprised at the amount of thank you cards that I've gotten for a dollar or less. And we all could use a grand supply of thank you cards because we're all resellers and we all want to thank our joining us for and shopping with us. So I want to thank you tonight for joining me, and I will see you next time. Yeah.